The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are getting closer to the winter season. If you were up early, you saw how cold it was. I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and we were 23 degrees. It's warmed up, and I was mentioning earlier in the program that when it gets cold, you can tell your kids how to get dressed by looking at the foliage of your rhododendron. Because the colder the air is, the leaf of the rhododendron that is normally horizontal will drop down, become vertical, and then it curls. And it will curl as tight as a pencil. And this morning, they look like that. And I'm just looking out the window now, and they flattened out so that it has warmed up. So get your work done. There's rain due in the northeast all day tomorrow, snow in the mountains. And if you're a skier, the ski area in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, New York State, parts of Pennsylvania are open. So call your favorite ski area and see what's going on. Now, if you need some help, the number to call, 855-660-4261. At the end of last hour, I told you about the shortage of firewood and pellets. And it's a serious problem. So that if you need it, get it ordered and get it to your home while there is still some available in your area. The other thing that's going to be short this year is salt and salt substitutes. Last year they had a major shortage. A lot of places ran out and the price went through the roof. They've been working 24 hours a day for the last 3 months just to try and fill in that line of salt going to towns, cities, and to your local garden center and nursery. And they're barely keeping up with it. When winter arrives, there's going to be a shortage. So if you're out, pick up the salt substitutes, pick up the rock salt, and get some in your house and in your car, so that you have it before the shortage is really, really a problem. Okay? Just a warning on wood and salt. Okay, Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Mike from Massachusetts, wants to talk about begonias and mulching leaves.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
A friend of ours gave us what I believe to be an angel wing begonia.
Yes.
About 4 years ago. It's been beautiful. And this fall, I sprayed it with a Captain Jack before I brought it in. And now I have major leaf drop. I'm just wondering if the Captain Jack was the problem or if it's just a natural occurrence.
It's possible that the Captain Jack could have cause some of the leaf drop. It is totally organic. so that the leaves that fell will be replaced. And it makes a great house plant. And the other thing is the cuttings root easy.
Oh, absolutely.
So if your plant is large, you can start to take cuttings anytime after Christmas. And I say after Christmas, between now and then, you're going to be so busy with Thanksgiving and Christmas and shopping and entertaining that you're going to have problem rooting them because you're going to forget about it. But after Christmas, what I would do is I would cut back the whole plant, root all of the tips, feed the main plant, and new shoots will come right out of the soil, and you won't even know that you cut it back.
I just gave it some Miracle-Gro this morning. Was that a wrong thing to do?
Nope, that's a good thing because an angel wing begonia at this time of the year is classified as an indoor house plant or tropical plant, just like a ficus, a schefflera, or any of the plants that you have in your home, and you should do it on a monthly basis. But after the first of the year, cut it back, and what I have done in the past, I'll take a 4-inch plastic or clay pot, I'll get some black gold potting soil, and I'll take 3 cuttings, dip them in rooting powder, and put the 3 cuttings in a 4-inch pot. And then after I've cleaned the whole plant, I'll cut it back to about 3 inches. I'll feed it, and I'll tell you, within a month, you've got all kinds of new shoots coming because you've got a good, strong root system. And it will replace all the missing branches, all the missing foliage. And now you've got a plant that's shorter, more rounded, more controllable. And by the time you get ready to plant it back out in your yard or to put the container back out in the yard, it will be absolutely beautiful. And you'll have all these new plants that you can transplant into larger containers for the summer months.
Excellent. I'm dating myself, but I used to watch the Victory Garden with Mr. Crockett.
Yep.
And he used to mulch his leaves right into the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, I do the same thing. Is there an overkill to do that?
Nope. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to give him a call. I have a friend who's a garden writer in Anchorage, Alaska. And he wrote a book called Teeming with Microbes.
Yes, I remember him being on the show.
Yeah, Jeff Lowenfeld. And
yes.
He recommends, just like Jim Crockett did, that you, if you don't, as long as you don't have a foot of leaves, grind them up. They will rot during the winter. They'll produce organic matter. And you'll have a lawn that doesn't dry out. You'll have less weeds. And it's like making compost with these ground-up leaves.
Okay, excellent. All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
I thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too now. Bye-bye. Jim Crockett is partially responsible for me being on radio. Jim did the Victory Garden show and was not feeling too well. And another good friend in the gardening industry named Bob Thompson helped Jim on the Victory Garden program. And he recommended me to do a radio show on WRKO Radio in Boston. And unfortunately, Jim passed away. Bob took over the Victory Garden show. And my radio show grew and grew and grew. Today we're syndicated on 89 radio stations across the country. And I'm proud to say that I went to the Stockbridge School of Agriculture, the same school that Jim Crockett went to at the University of Massachusetts. And growing up and working in the industry, he was my hero. and I always would listen to him, and I'm working very hard to continue to educate you and give you information, just like Jim did. And he is missed, believe me. He was a fantastic gardener, loved it like anything else, and that was his goal, is to make you a better gardener, and that's my goal now. So if you see a book that says The Victory Garden Show, there's great information. Most of it is still accurate today. The only things that would not be were some of the insecticides and weed killers, because they've changed. The laws have changed. And there are newer varieties of products that are safer to use around your home. But the general information in the Victory Garden books that Jim wrote are right on. So if you see it at a yard sale, you see it on the internet, buy it. Sit down when it's snowing like crazy and read it, and you'll be with Jim working in the garden. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com. Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largay Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club on this Sunday morning. I hope you're all able to get your outside taken care of, the guns put away, and remember, you can still plant bulbs. Tulips, daffodils, crocuses, hyacinths, and some of the nurseries have marked them down because they need to get ready for the holidays. Take advantage of it, but as long as the ground is not frozen where you live, get them in the ground. Now, if you're in an area where you've got some snow and you have bulbs and you can't get to plant them, what you need to do is to get some empty plastic containers. Fill them with some great potting soil like black gold or Fafard and plant your bulbs in containers. A 6-inch pot, 5 bulbs. An 8-inch pot, you can use 8 or 9 bulbs or even 10 bulbs in it of tulips and crocuses. Daffodils, you're going to use 4 in a 6-inch or 7 in an 8-inch pot. Give them a good drink and put them on the floor in your tool shed, garage, or a building like a barn. And water now and then during the winter months, and they'll start to grow a root system and get ready for spring. When the soil warms up, they'll start to grow, and you can now dig a hole in the ground and plant them directly in your garden, or because they're potted, bring them inside the house. Put them on your windowsill, and they'll bloom for you indoors. When they're done blooming, you cut off the flowers, allow them to dry. You need them to make energy for a 6-week period with just leaves. And then you can plant them directly in your garden. And they'll come up next year. So just because it's mid-November, you can still plant bulbs. And that way when spring comes, it will make you feel a lot better. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Betty from Massachusetts, wants to talk about elephant ears.
Hi, Betty. How can we help you out today?
Well, I'm fine. And, you know, I agree with you. I remember Jim Crockett, and I love watching that television program. He was really quite a gardener and quite a
he
man.
Was.
He really was. You know, I'm having my elephant ears. I just loved the one elephant ear that I had, and it was like a blue tinge. So I waited until it got touched by the frost, and I dug it up. But what surprised me is that I didn't have like a bulb. It was only roots. Now, is that unusual?
Yeah, it should have a great big fat bulb.
Because I planted and it was a big fat bulb. But I don't know what happened, you know. And I also had a green one, and the same thing. I didn't have a bulb, and it just had roots. So I don't know whether I should follow your directions about how to store them over the winter.
I'll tell you what I would do, Betty. I would take that root system that you dug out, and I would pot it. Pot it, and then bring it in the house and put it in your basement or crawl space where it will not freeze, but it will stay dormant. And the reason I want you to pot it is I don't want the root system to dry out during the winter months. But I'm gonna do some research during the week and find out, because you should have a bulb there.
I know. I was very much surprised. I said something is wrong, because when I had dahlias the other in the past, I dug them up and I had like a cormel or a bulb or something like that, you know.
Right.
But I didn't. And the same thing happened with my begonias this year. I put in begonias and I dug them up when they got touched by the frost. And again, they didn't have a bulb. It was just like fruit.
Okay, well, some of the begonias are grown by bulbs, and some are grown by cuttings. So your tuberous begonias will have a tuber. The non-stop are grown by a cutting. And that's the reason on that. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Mice moving into your home in the fall, would you like to prevent them from coming into your home, your garage, your tool shed, your camper or trailer? Well, there's a great solution. It's called Mouse Magic. Safe to use around kids and pets. Bonide has the answer. Mouse Magic. It's all natural mouse repellent. Mouse Magic has a pleasant aroma. The smell is like spearmint and peppermint and can be found at your local nursery and garden center. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock. Wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage wins out. Wilt Stop.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010, 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Affected the phone lines. Daniel, are you there? Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday morning, and if we can help you, the phone number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandra from Cooksbury. Wants to talk about her orchids.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul. I have two questions. One is, we have canes outside that the frost browned the leaves and so forth. We need to know how to go about keeping them for next year. And also, I have an orchid in the house, and it's flopping, but yet it has stems, a long stem coming out and stems protruding with little buds. I need to know what to do with it, please.
Okay. What I would do for the stems, I would get some little green, like a bamboo or a hardwood stake.
I have it like on here already, Paul. Excuse me. I'm near it. And what it's doing is the leaves are protruding over, and they're, like, very, very weak, and the water's going right through the orchid, but yet I do have the long stem on with the little clips and so forth.
Okay, so it's just that you're sort. Now, is this a new plant or an older plant?
Old. It's a little, maybe last year I bought them during the holiday season.
Okay, then you know what I would do is I would knock that plant out of that pot.
Okay.
And put it into a larger container.
Okay.
And just buy regular potting soil.
Okay.
And what's going to happen is it's probably all in bark right now.
Yes.
So when you pull it out, mix equal portions of bark and potting soil, and then repot it with that combination, and that should help it to retain the moisture better.
Okay.
And then move your orchid to a south-facing window. The more sunlight you can give it, the better it's going to grow. I keep my orchids in a south-facing window, and they'll bloom all winter long.
Okay, Paul, could I ask you a question? There's, like, the roots, some of them are rotted, but yet there's, like, new roots coming out of the orchid.
Yep.
The, like, the little tubes, and then there's also a brand-new leaf coming out of the center of the orchid.
Okay. What I would do, anything that doesn't look good, it's soft, it's mushy, it's black, take your pruner, take it off.
Okay.
Keep only the good roots.
Okay.
And don't try and divide it now. What you need to do is to get it back in good shape.
Okay.
And then you could divide it in like July or August. But for now, clean it, repot it, fertilize it, give it lots of sun, water as needed. Don't go and give it too much water.
Okay.
And the plant will bounce right back. Now, on your canna, get a pair of pruners, cut it 6 inches above the pot.
They're outside in the ground, Paul. I'm looking at it.
Right, okay. So cut them 6 inches above the soil line.
Okay.
Take a shovel or a pitchfork, dig them up, and then you're going to need to store them in your basement. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a crawl space in there for the winter. And what I do is I'll go down to the supermarket and see if they have any grape boxes or banana boxes. Because the grape boxes have wood on both ends and the heavy, heavy-duty cardboard. And the banana boxes are heavy cardboard and waxed.
Okay.
So what you would do is you would put down an inch or two of either potting soil, or you can use pine bark mulch. Set your bulbs on top of it without them touching, and then cover them with either soil or bark mulch, and do not water, just let them sit on the floor, in your basement or crawl space, someplace where they will not freeze.
Okay.
And then in mid to late March, bring them up, repot them, and that will give them a head start so that when you plant them back in the garden, you'll have a plant that will be a foot or more in height, and that means it's going to bloom earlier for you this coming summer.
Okay. But I want to ask you, I'm looking at it right now, and what they kept on doing is growing and growing, and there's like one, two, three, four, five. There's like a half a dozen of flowers that died back. And my husband right. and I were curious. It had like a little ball that grew on them. What's that ball that grew on the canna?
The little balls that are where the flowers are seed pods.
Oh.
Okay, so when you go out there
yes.
and you cut off the foliage and you dig the plant, if the little ball has dried out, break it open.
Okay.
And if there are seeds inside that are white or brown,
uh-huh.
then store them in a paper bag.
Okay.
And keep it with your plants. Or what you could do is allow them to stay dry, again, in a paper bag, never plastic, until okay. after Christmas. And then after Christmas, plant the seeds in a pot. And then when they germinate, then you can plant them in like two or three seedlings to a container. And okay. you'll have some brand new cannas for next year.
Okay. So now, do we have to dry the canna bulb first, or when we take
no.
them out? No. Okay.
No, then, because if you dry them out, then the plant will continue to dry. It will lose its moisture, and it won't survive the winter. So you dig them up,
okay.
shake off some of the soil,
okay.
and then put them in the boxes with soil around them. So they do not dry out, and don't water. If
okay.
you water them during the winter, they'll start to grow. It will make white foliage. It will okay. twist. It'll get leggy, and it won't be any good. So let it stay in the basement until March. Then you can repot.
Could I ask you one more question? I'm looking out the window also, and we have beautiful, you know, the trumpet flowers?
Yes.
Trumpet leaves. And we, from the window, I could see all these green pods growing. My husband wants to know, do you do the same thing with those?
Yeah. Yeah, they're kind of a prickly pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cut all of the pods, bring them inside the house,
okay.
put them in a paper bag, but
okay.
leave the bag open.
Okay.
The pod itself will dry.
Okay.
It will crack open, and you'll find all kinds of rounded, black-colored seeds.
Okay.
And then you can take those seeds, start them indoors during the month of March.
Okay.
And you'll have a whole bunch of angel trumpets for next year.
Okay. And you could pot those also, right, Paul? Leave them in a pot and put them on a patio?
Yeah.
Oh, because those are all in the ground.
Everything. Yep, but you could put them in a pot. As a matter of fact, I put three of the seed variety of Angel's Trumpet
mm-hmm.
to a 12 to a 14-inch pot, and they'll bloom all summer long. And then, like you, I wait until the frost hits it. I harvest the pods. I let them dry in an open paper bag, never plastic.
Okay.
Save the seeds, and then I re-sprout the seeds during the month of March, grow them on my windowsill, and then by May, they're about 10, 12 inches.
Okay.
And by July, I've got flowers on them.
Okay. But I appreciate all your help, and I'm going to go do that today with the orchid because it's so floppy, but yet there's a long stem coming from the other side, and it's getting ready that it looks like there's orchids coming out on it, Paul.
Exactly, yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay, and you have a wonderful day, and
you
know it's great.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. And, you know, if you have a computer...
Yes.
Go to paulparent.com
mm-hmm.
and sign up for our email newsletter.
Oh, I've been now, doing that. I've been and signed up for, since you started. I do it.
Oh,
great. I do it every week. We do. Your recipes are wonderful. Everything's wonderful.
Thank you. You have a great weekend. And we really appreciate the phone call.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next? Nino, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your fig?
Hi, Paul. I come back for the winter in Florida, and I planted a fig tree there. And they're calling me, and they're telling me that the bottom of the tree has having yellow leaves. But again, the soil is sandy in Florida. When I bought it, it was 2 feet tall, and I transplanted with a pot inside the ground. So I don't know what to do with those yellow leaves.
Okay, so you did not remove the pot?
No.
Okay, that's the problem. So what you're going to have to do, Nino, mm-hmm. is when are you going back down to Florida?
About a week and a half.
Okay. When you get there, dig it up and remove the pot. Mm-hmm. What's happening is every time it rains or you water, the pot is filling full of it and is having a difficult time to drain, and it's going to rot the root system.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So dig it up, then plant it directly. Add some good topsoil to it, and that will help to retain the moisture. And pick up a product called Soil Moist. It's little clear granules like salt, and it will cut back on the amount of water.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty
and joy. Sorry about that, Paul.
This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather,
I was trying to. I think I had myself turned down a little bit. I think that was the reason. But I didn't think I was turned down so much that you would be able to
hear me. Plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com.
I think that's what I did.
It will tell you about last year's problems.
I'll try to avoid
and help
that in
you
the
prevent
future.
Prevent them before they begin this year.
Yeah.
I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Dang.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah.
Hi, Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here.
Would you wait till you're done with thirsty or digging a well? Why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Even like,
Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you. Want to remind you that the website is up for the REITs. We had a problem putting the pictures on, but they will be put on by the end of the day. But if you want to check it out, go to paulparent.com, and it will tell you how we're doing things a little bit different than we have in the past and why. And by the end of the day, we'll have all the REIT pictures up, and we'll have all of the centerpieces, because we have several new centerpieces that I think you will enjoy. And that should be done by the end of the day with a little bit of luck. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Daniel, who's up next? Erna, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Hi, Paul.
Hi.
We have a gardenia topiary that's about 3 to 4 foot tall, and right now it's in a terracotta Mexican-type planter. We still have it outside close to our stone ranch, and we live in Rockland County, New York, and it was 24 degrees this morning. So I've read your website about the gardenia, and I heard what you said before, but should we put it in the garage near a window and just let it stay there, or can we bring it in the house and treat it? What do you suggest?
Okay. A gardenia is not winter hardy. It is tropical, so what I would suggest that you do is bring it inside the house. Put it in front of any window. It doesn't have to be a south. It can be an east with morning sun or a west with the end of the day sun. But it has to stay indoors during the winter months. And hopefully the cold did not kill the plant. But you'll know within a few days. And if all of a sudden the leaves all turn black and they fall, what I want you to do is to scratch the stems. And if you find green underneath the stems, then there's a chance that the plant will come back to life, will make new foliage, and, you know, become a viable plant again. But it will not tolerate staying outside, even in a sheltered garage for the winter. It's a plant grown in Florida. It's hardy in Florida. But in New York State, New England, it's definitely a house plant. So bring it in. The other thing that you could do that would help it, if you have any mere acid fertilizer or an acid type fertilizer, I would feed it when you bring it inside, and that will help if the plant is still alive.
How do you spell the mir?
MIRACID. So any garden center that sells Miracle Grow will also sell mere acid.
Yeah.
And mere acid is for acid-loving plants, which gardenias and citrus are acid-loving plants.
Okay. What about the soil, Paul? If it looks like it, right now it looks like it's still okay. The leaves are quite green. It's in a really large pot, and we have bark mulch on top of it. And I'm so glad we reached you because, you know, we want to try to save it. Do I need to do a systemic or anything like that? Should I use new soil or not do any of that?
Just leave it alone for now.
Okay.
Because when a plant is in bud or bloom,
right,
you never try to repot it.
Okay.
And because if you disturb it, then what could happen is all the buds on your plant could fall off. So if you want to put it into a bigger pot, then do it during late May or June. But if it's in a good-sized pot and it's only been in there a year or two, you could keep it in that same container for 5 years or more. As long as you feed it, as long as you feed it on a regular basis. Otherwise, the pot's going to get so big, you're going to need a front-end loader to get it in your house. So you'll be okay. Feed it, give it plenty of light, and you'll have a great-looking plant. Have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye-bye.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.